Does that mean that the Federal Reserve or the central bank will be diminished in its role significantly within 5 years, say?
Until more place, it's going to take a little longer than 5 years. The answer is eventually yes, but we see it taking longer than 5 years. Eventually, the United States is going to come to a time period where the people want to rebel against the government and start again. And that's coming sooner and sooner. Okay, there's more and more. There's a building for this. But after you get enough of these calamities that are going to be happening, what happens is the people that want the power are going to attempt to convince the people around them that they should be servants and still serving them and giving their money and whatever. And if the people say no, there's nothing that can happen to them, and then you all get your freedoms back. So it's whether the average American at that time, because the population will be greatly diminished, says no, you can't do this to us twice. And there's going to be more that say you can't than those that want the power. And that's really going to come to a head in North Carolina. We're going to see it first play out in North Carolina, and everybody will follow suit to what the North Carolinians do.
What is going to diminish the population significantly?
The storms, the earth changes, the plagues that are coming.
Will it be on the scale of 1.5 or less around the world and the U.S.?
You mean population diminished?
Yes.
Over half. More than half will be gone.
Worldwide?
Worldwide. Worldwide, about 85% will be gone.
What's happening around the Great Lakes and maybe up into Canada, right around in that area?
The Great Lake that tips down and almost touches the Mississippi, you know, it's the closest to the Mississippi, that's where the flooding will occur until it just looks like it's all one. The other lakes will, the river that's coming into the Great Lakes, and those first two Great Lakes will stay pretty solid the way they are. And then the other three Great Lakes will have some draining, but only the one really gets the flooding, and then it comes down and floods through the Mississippi. All of Illinois will be flooded. A lot of Ohio will make it. A lot of Ohio will make it. But Illinois will not. It will be gone.
How long before?
These are coming shortly. This is not long term. This is pretty much between 2011
and 2013. Like, you can ask a question on the lighter side.
Please.
Of course.
When I get home tonight and open my laptop, will I be pleased or displeased with the result of the soccer match?
You have money on it?
We feel that you will be pleased that the game is over.
Waffle.
It is not a waffle. The answer was in that. Than that statement.
Is it possible for me to win the lottery in my lifetime?
No. It is not in your destiny. Now, let us tell you about this lottery thing that you ones like to play. Yes?
Yes.
Let's say, for simple number's sake, that 100 people pay into the lottery, and you are one out of the 100, and you all put in $1. We'll make it very easy. So then you win, and you win $100, yes? That means you owe 99 people one unit of energy. What are you going to do to make it even? If you spend that money, then you have 99 people you have karma towards.
Whoa.
Even though they freely give their money.
Doesn't matter.
People who win $1 million or $20 million have...
They owe 20 million units of energy minus the amount that they put in. So if you don't do something grand that helps that many people, you have just given yourself a ton of karma. Now, do you want to win the lottery?
No, thank you. But I will earn it.
Yes, I'll take my chance.
So if you win something, if it's a gift that comes towards you, It is to be used for the benefit of all around you and not just for you.
So how come nobody wins that actually uses it to benefit most people?
Well, how come so many people that win in a few years later are more broke than when they before they won? You know, it's unless they have already earned a million units of people owing them, which there are a few out there. You see, if Mother Teresa came back, she could win the lottery and keep the money for herself, but we doubt she would.
How do you see the future of natural health care?
It is going to be challenged greatly by pharmacy. It's going to be harder and harder to get some of those things that you desire. There will be a great rebellion, and eventually it will be the dominant way.
How long is eventually?
Again, about 20 years. There will be a great fight. Pharmacy is not going to give up easily. There will be a great fight. We see many rebellions all around the United States on different things. And you can rebel in many different ways. When you go to the grocery store and where you put your money is where your votes are and where you're saying that's what you want to have happen, notice that the varieties of apples, for example, have diminished. The varieties of tomatoes in your stores have diminished. Because if you don't buy those other brands, then they disappear. If you don't buy those type of weird apples, they disappear. Because whatever will be sold is what will propagate. So every time you buy something, you are voting with your money on that which you wish to have happen. If everyone in your country that believes in natural products stopped buying pharmaceuticals, pharmaceuticals would get into natural products because that's where the money is. And that's where they will eventually go. Because they're sore losers. So they'll win in a different direction. And the cure for cancer is out there. It's just being diminished. And there's five different cures in five different areas of the world. And they're just simply being diminished. But they are there and they are available.
Do you see music playing a role in hopefully good parts of the future?
Music has always been on the earth and will always be on the earth. It will always be important. There are less artists that are coming out, and the music we see will go through a great transition period and will come back into what we want to call the 40s type of music. Songs like Frank Sinatra will become popular again. Things like rap and hardcore, that type of thing, is going to be diminishing and almost disappearing. Music will go through a great transition, but it is headed back again toward calming, soothing, relaxing, uplifting type of music versus beat and hardness and... And yet it has reflected the times, as it always will.
Well, you're making me think of my music. Is there something I could do to boost my music along?
We are looking. One moment. We see that if you sang with two others, with female voices, it would enhance you and your music. It needs the female voice. Especially if you put them in bikinis. No, we are just joking.
Who said Israel is going to completely be destroyed?
We didn't say it was going to be destroyed. We said the entire world was going to turn against it.